you are invited to join the Fueled by Faith membership community. Inside this membership, you will have access to a Telegram text thread where you will find other female leaders that are getting filled by the Holy Spirit daily. You will also have access to our monthly virtual Zoom calls that are all about connection as well as getting the word and being connected to the women that are inside the community as well as the Lord and the Holy Spirit inside this membership. There's also a monthly meetup for those of you that are local to Wilmington, North Carolina. But don't let that hold you back. If you are not local to Wilmington, North Carolina, we are looking to grow the Fueled by Faith community within the next couple of years. Let me bring you into the global vision that is starting here with this Fueled by Faith community here in Wilmington, North Carolina. For those of you that are looking for community, that are looking for in-person meetups to meet other faith-based and driven women that are leaders inside your community, we are looking to expand in the next couple of years where you can have access to a Fueled by Faith community right in your backyard with ongoing chapters that continue to add and pop up. This is where we are headed in our vision, and we would love nothing more than to hear back from you if you're not local to Wilmington, North Carolina, if you would be interested in having this in your community, where that's located at, and giving you the blueprint of how we can get that started. If you want to join the membership or you're looking for more information on how to bring Fueled by Faith closer to you, just send us an email at info@sheassistyou.com or find us on Facebook inside our community and send us a message at the Fueled by Faith community page. Welcome to the Fueled by Faith podcast. I'm your host, Emily Vermeer. As a wife, mom, and business owner, I found myself stressed, anxious, bitter, and overwhelmed the majority of the time. Constantly taking care of everyone else, getting to my agenda, you know, the basics, food, water, working out, devotion, and quiet time. If I had the time, which either rarely happened or was just a check off the list, it was when I was searching for a community of women that I could invest in and get support from. God spoke through a friend of mine that this is something that I would create. So here we are, the Fueled by Faith podcast, giving female leaders like yourself a fill up so you can be encouraged, equipped, and empowered daily by plugging into the Lord and allowing Him to overflow in your life so then you can overflow into others, ultimately moving the needle forward for the kingdom of God. So sister, let's dive in. Hello, Fueled by Faith sisters. I hope you are having a beautiful day. And today we are going to dive in to three things that has radically changed my life and my relationship with the Lord. It's actually helped grow my relationship with the Lord. And I wanted to share this with you guys because they're so simple. These small changes in my routine and what I do every day has radically changed my life and then the people around me, because when we develop ourselves, when we become better, when we change, we affect other people. It's not just us. When things go on in our lives, good, bad, in between, indifferent, it penetrates out of us into those that surround us. And when you think of it that way, it changes everything. When we have a good day, when I have a good day, I know most likely the people right around me are going to have a better day. If you're married, you probably understand this a little better in that when you have a bad day, it can rub off on your partner. and can even turn their good day into a bad day. So these three things I'm going to share with you today have helped me tune into myself, grow my relationship with the Lord, put down things that are not serving me and where I'm wanting to go, and really pushing me forward on a path that God is calling me toward and has opened many doors, many opportunities, actually opened my eyes to see those doors and those opportunities where once before those were hidden due to distractions that I have muted in these new habits that I have created or old habits that I have no longer succumbed to. So let's dive in. We're going to talk about these three things. And always with any content that you listen to, that you read, that you consume, take what lands for you, what hits for you, what you hear, and you're like, I really want to know more about that. Leave what doesn't. We are multifaceted human beings. We are all different, and some things that work for me will not work for you, vice versa. So if something in this episode or any episode that you listen to, not just this podcast, but more podcasts or a book that you read, take power in knowing that you do not have to take it, that if it lands for you, take it, run with it. If it doesn't, it's okay. You can leave it right there for someone else that it may hit. So first thing, this is going to sound redundant. This is going to sound like, duh. But when these things are not in place for me personally, my whole day gets jacked up. So an AM routine, first things first. I am a planned person. I am a routine person, kind of. I flow with things, but there's a very broad structure to my day. So I love to be flexible, but if I don't do core things at the beginning of my day, I am off. And living proof of this, yesterday, I did not do my morning routine. I just woke up and started doing things out of routine, just in mom life. And when I did that at the end of my day, I was grumpy. I was irritable. I was frustrated by little nuances that shouldn't even matter. But it all starts with setting the tone for my day. And what that looks like is getting up, letting the dog out, working out if it's the day I'm supposed to work out, and immediately going to my devotion, the word that I'm reading, the Bible study that I'm in, the YouVersion Bible app, if that's how I'm feeling, and not leaving that space until I have felt an encounter with the Lord. And what I mean by that is I will sit there and I will read either the Bible study, I will read the devotion, I will read multiple of those until I feel fed, until I feel like I have heard the Lord or gotten something to set the foundation to my day. And I have been doing this for a while, for about a year. And being very candid and honest with you guys, like 6 months ago, maybe a little longer than that, maybe 8 months ago, I was petrified to open the Bible. I was so intimidated. And talk about growth, right? And the Lord called me to start a ministry. And I was like, how in the world can I start a ministry if I don't even want to open the Bible? Well, that was a part of the story. That was a part of my story that I didn't know was going to become part of my story. And so I slowly started to implement that into my routine, but I had to find what worked for me. And what worked for me is finding devotions that were based off of scripture. So I'd read the devotion and then I would read the paired scripture and then it made sense. I have a hard time understanding the Bible if it's not explained in a devotion. So that this is where I'm starting. Okay. So I dive into the word. I stay there until I'm hit with the word. I do a journaling prayer, really. So I write my prayer out every morning and then I listen to a worship song and then I begin my morning with getting the kids ready for school, taking them off, and then into my work day. That's my morning routine. Here lately, I have started a night routine. So this is preparing for the next day and ending my day. So my thoughts are out on paper. So I'm not waking up worried about all the things that I have to do. I already have my to-do list down, but that my heart is in the right place when I wake up. I'm not worried about the next thing and over and over and over. So I get the kids prepared for school the night before, their clothes, their lunch, what's not cold. And I then dive into a progress note is what I call it. And it's basically a gratitude list for that day. Where did I see God work in my day? What brought me joy in my day? And this exercise has helped me see the joy in every day. And for me to realize that success is not always grandiose, huge, monumental things. I am very much an achiever. So when I see little tiny things, that has brought me joy and gratitude and put success in that, that has changed my life. Instead of gaining a client every day and making income every day and big monumental things as success, even these little things, going to the beach and speaking to a random person that needed to hear from the Lord, seeing my kids laugh and play and me laugh and play with them, that's huge. My husband saying that he was thinking of me when we're sitting right next to me, that is huge. And I'm grateful for it because that hasn't always been the case. So implementing that into my night routine has been amazing. And it makes me feel settled, prepared, and supported for the next day. So AM and PM routines have helped me so much. The next thing is setting boundaries. And there's so many things that you can get into when you talk about boundaries. But for me, setting boundaries this past month has really been limiting my time on social media, limiting my time. Okay, let me change that. Protecting my time and my energy. So I am really protective of who I am around, who I put myself in front of. And that can be work-wise, friend-wise, spouse-wise, like if we're hanging out with other people together, family-wise, because I know that it takes a lot of energy for me to be in group settings. So I am only going to put myself in a place that's going to give me energy back instead of suck it all out of me. We are all, like I said earlier, multifaceted human beings. We have a lot going on. And if you don't have the energy to do all of the things that you're doing, you need to check your energy. Where are you giving more than you are receiving, right? So that could be on social media, following the wrong people, listening to things that are not serving you. Someone sent me a podcast recently. I got in about 4 minutes of it and I immediately said, absolutely not. It's not serving me to listen to this person anymore. So I'm not going to. And I was so proud of myself because a couple months ago, I probably would have listened to the whole thing and it would have put me in a bad mood. And a lot of past feelings would have come up that would have wrecked or could have wrecked my day. But we are in charge. We have power and we have authority, and we can say, yes, I'm going to consume this, or no, I'm not going to consume this. So boundaries and protecting my energy, protecting who I'm surrounded by, what I'm consuming. And a lot of times we forget that even in person, the conversations that we're having, the podcasts we're listening to, the radio stations that we're listening to, the news that we're hearing and watching. I don't listen to the news. I don't watch the news because it is so negative. So negative. And when we get consumed in that, then we also breed that, and that does nothing. So I put myself on the other side of that and protect myself from that. Next thing is implementing no phone zones. And this has been a game changer for me, for sure. And when you talk about protecting your energy, protecting your what you're consuming, this has been huge. So I no longer bring my phone into our bedroom. It is not allowed for me. I do not want it. I grew up in a fight or flight urgency, emergency state, to where I was always expecting something wrong to happen all the time. I lived there. I always bragged about being able to thrive off of chaos. And when something emergent or urgent would happen, I would thrive off that situation because I was in it a lot of my childhood. And keeping my phone, the reason that I always had my phone next to my bed, that I would justify being able to have my phone next to my bed, wasn't for an alarm, because I wake up all the time super early. That's just how God made me. But it was just in case someone needs me, just in case there's an emergency, just in case something wrong happens, I will be right there. And that causes us to live in that state of something wrong is bound to happen all the time. And I'm not denying that bad things don't happen, but when you put yourself in a state of expectation for negative, for bad things, for urgent matters, and that you have to be prepared for that. I feel anxious already. And so putting my phone on do not disturb when I'm on date night, when I'm with my family at 4 p.m. every day, my phone goes on do not disturb. If someone needs me, they will get in touch with me some way, shape, or form. I will give an example another time. I was going to give an example, but another time. So do not disturb has been my best friend. Leaving my phone down in the kitchen has been amazing. It also has allowed time for conversation over scrolling. So my husband and I, we work from home. We're on our phones a lot for our job. This week, I would say 4 out of the 5 nights, we've actually had in-depth, meaningful conversation. That wouldn't have happened a month ago if I still had my phone by my side all the time. And by implementing that boundary of do not disturb and putting it on the counter at 4 p.m. every day has given me more time and availability instead of just sitting there scrolling and watching what everyone else is doing in their life. I'm actually living mine. So it has given me back time. It has given me back meaningful conversation, and it has given me life again. And through all of these things and very small little things, I'm not saying that in a snap of a finger, it changed me and made my relationship amazing with the Lord. It became new habits that have continuously increased my relationship with the Lord. Habits take time. Shedding habits and creating new habits. We are habitual human beings where we thrive off of the same thing over and over and over. And when we've been programmed to have our phone by our sides for a long time, it takes some deconditioning. While we've been programmed to consume everything around us, it takes time to decondition. When we've been programmed to just wake up and go to bed and not put any structure, it takes time to decondition, and it also takes time to recondition and learn and implement new habits. And these are three habits that have completely altered my life, that are three small things that changed my life for the better and increased time for me to spend more time with the Lord, to spend more time creating and speaking life into and over people. So I encourage you to try out these three things, and I encourage you to find your own things that work for you. Maybe you desire an AM and or a PM routine, but it looks different for you. Keep going. They say 21 days creates a habit. Give it a month. Go for it. I encourage you to use the Do Not Disturb feature on your phone. Put it away. Create no phone zones in your house. Ours is right now the bedroom. It's soon going to be the living room. And wherever the Lord's like, stop it from happening. But I encourage you to go implement what works for you and be encouraged always. We'll see you next time. Thank you so much for listening to the Fueled by Faith podcast. We would love it if you could go and leave us a 5-star review and how this podcast is impacting you. This will help us move the needle forward to get this podcast out to more and more communities, more and more women that need to be fueled by faith.